Happy Saturday, July 18th, everybody out there in Zeta Global Radio land. I am Lainey Savante here with a wonderful and beautiful episode, show, segment, gathering. We're gathering here to talk about consciousness and music. And today we have three incredible guests who utilize their own gifts through either singing or performance or producing or composing. But really, they're all coming forward and realizing the power of music and its ability to transform, transcend, and expand all of us. So I'm really honored to have Complete Goddess here to start off this great show, Miss Mary Arose, who I've known now for several years. I've watched her really expand in her capacity to bring great gifts to the world. She's a transformational filmmaker. She does prayer performance. She's a devotional singer, and she's just an all-around way shower of light. So welcome to the show, Mary. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you, Savante. I'm grateful to be here today. The term prayer performance is actually something that I'm learning about through the experience of doing it. I heard the term from a beautiful friend named Dominique, also known as Shamanique, and she was talking about developing her soul signature through prayer performance. And when I just heard the word, I just felt this like electric energy around it, and I was like, what is that? And to be honest with you, I've actually witnessed very little prayer performance, but as I understand, it's a big movement that's happening in the festival scene, mostly on the West Coast. And what I really love about it is it's such an open frontier right now for expression. And I ended up participating in my first prayer performance in Albuquerque just about a month ago at an ecstatic dance event. And how I'm choosing to adapt this term is essentially like expressing the prayer of my soul to my creator, to all of the creation, through creative mediums of song, dance, storytelling, costuming. And it's essentially giving me this really amazing permission to just step forward into an embodiment of almost like a spiritual character, if you will, and to kind of break free from the confines of who we believe we are and the roles we play in our day-to-day life, and to just feel that freedom to express who we are on a metaphoric level, and just to be more free.
Yeah, I think that we're at such a great time on the planet where there's so many different ways to bring forward music. I know that you and I navigate a lot through the kirtan world, and there are so many kirtan walas out there, and of course we'll have some of those in future shows here, like Jaya Lakshmi and Ananda, who their Katranika is just waking up so many people, and the festivals out there like Bhakti Fest, and you mentioned the festival circuit. For those who haven't really navigated in those worlds, I mean, dance and music is the central focus, wouldn't you say, with all the Burning Mans and everything out there? I mean, tell me a little bit more about your world and how many festivals that you see. I mean, just that whole experience is such an incredible gathering, and of course, all gathered around music.
Yes, yes, I hear you. Well, one of my loves for music really developed through chanting many Sikh mantras as a Kundalini yoga teacher, and I go to a festival called Summer Solstice Sadhana Celebration that happens every year in Española, and that was just incredible. I mean, I remember first I was like almost overwhelmed when I attended my first festival about 10 years ago, and just to hear this sound current just constantly going, and the mantras have these sacred vibrations. They're like little seeds, and when you chant them, it awakens something within your consciousness. And sometimes it's happening at such a subtle level that it's like imperceptible, but over time it's just so profound, just to notice like how much my consciousness and my awareness has blossomed to understand more of the mystery of life and why we're here. So primarily my engagement in the festivals has been through the Kundalini community, as well as Satnam Fest, which happens in Joshua Tree, and also the Amator that comes through town, which includes a lot of devotional music. So I've been pretty well steeped in those more traditional lineages. However, I'm also feeling that there's a big surge and a movement that's happening within the youth culture right now, which is just so exciting. I just attended a film festival that happened in, a Seed and Divine Feminine Festival that happened in Taos this weekend. And it was just incredible watching performance artists and fire dancers and singing around the fire together and shadow dancers. And it was just a very cool thing, because I just felt that I was in this place where people were, in some cases they were dressed up, but it was like they were taking their masks off and showing something about who they are in a fun and a fearless way. And I've just been really enjoying the innovation of the time period that we're in, and that culturally we're at a point where, you know, I don't know if the mass culture supports it necessarily, but there's just the movements and the undercurrents within the culture are just so strong that it's just emerging, and it's powerful.
So tell me more about anything that you have coming up that we can share with our guests in the music realm and what you have going on. I know you said you're working on multiple projects, and I know you have some different showcases coming up. You want to share that with the audience and how they can see and visit you and learn more about your work?
Absolutely. Thank you. The biggest thing I'm working on at the moment is a music video where I'm collaborating with dancers and musicians and makeup artists and filmmakers, and it's just such a big, fun, collaborative effort to really bring the music to life with visuals and a dynamic, immersive experience. So that's currently in process. I'm actually about to shoot it this weekend, and once that is complete, it will be available on my website, which is sacredhandproductions.com. The video will premiere at an event called The Seed, which will be an ecstatic dance event happening in Santa Fe, and that is scheduled to happen on August 15th. We're still looking for the venue right now. I believe we'll be getting a domain up relatively quickly for theseeddance.com. And additionally, we're doing a performance event, which if you would like to have an experience of performance, and it's called Grief and Praise. It will involve a lot of song and dance and also some participatory aspects of authentic movement and joining together with our voices. And that will happen at the Oxygen Bar on August 14th at 8 p.m. And the cover for that is $10. Oxygen Bar is a really cool venue in Santa Fe.
That's great. Well, that's a terrific place. And I think that she's really opening up such a platform for singers there and artists like yourself. It's a great place. And are you thinking about doing any sort of album? I know you've been doing some singing lately. Any of those thoughts cross your path?
I would love to create an album. I'm just in the process of beginning to write original music. So my partner, Ulas, also known as Mumble in the world of hip-hop and trance, is one of my collaborators, and we're going to be working together musically to begin to produce some music. And I'm just taking this journey one step at a time. Right now I'm really focusing on harnessing my vocal abilities working with a couple of incredible vocal coaches right now, Annette Cantor, who's got an opera and yogic background, and Brenda Hollingsworth, who's just an incredible jazz singer and soul singer. So I'm in the process still of exploring and finding my unique style and my what my contribution is, what I want to communicate with the music, both on the level of content and also on the level of style.
You know, last week we had a discussion about spirituality in the workplace, and we interviewed two goddesses who are lawyers, and we talked about how they, not only are they lawyers as a profession, but, you know, they're spiritual beings, they're goddesses, or have yoga backgrounds, and how they incorporate their truth into the workplace of what they do. Do you feel that you are now able to or be fully who you are in what you're doing and not feeling like you have to be part of a mainstream culture to get work? I just wonder how, if people blend in, I know artists are always their authentic selves, but I really like how people like yourself are completely expressing the truth of who you are in the work, because, you know, to like you said, to mainstream, they might not even know of some of the things that we're talking about today. And yet that's perfectly fine, because, you know, they can choose in or they can choose to check it out later. But you stand in, you know, the fullness of what comes forward for you. So I just want to acknowledge you for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Savante. Well, honestly, it came as a life and death mandate for my soul. So yeah, it's actually a little bit emotional talking about this, but I was in a really severe car accident a couple of years ago, about 2.5 years ago, where I was driving on the highway and lost control of the wheel, and the woman behind me said my car flipped 4 times before crashing in the ditch. And I actually don't have a recollection of that, because my consciousness left my body at that time. And I saw in that moment that I was definitely not just my physical body, that my spirit transcended my body. And I also saw that life is a gift and a privilege. I was in a swirling vortex of light, and I heard the voice of higher consciousness. I asked, am I in the dream time? Where am I right now? And they said, no, you're in the in-between time. You're in a state between life and death. And what happens in this meeting will determine where the course of your soul from this point on. And I saw that I could have gone to another dimension. I could have reincarnated. But I wanted so badly to come back to this body. It felt like I had not yet completed what I came here to do. And saw the benefits of being a woman in the West in this time period. And I said, please let me go back to my body. And they said, well, they gave me a condition, and one of them was to quit my day job and to do my life work. And I had graduated from film school, but I was waitressing at the time, wanting to do conscious. And from that point on, I agreed, and it was like a line was drawn in the sand, and when I stepped over it, I just wasn't the same person anymore. So, I've really vowed to stay true to that on a deep level. And I think the process of finding who you are is something that's happening all the time. And it just evolves, is what I find. And yeah, I would say that more and more I'm coming into it, just as I'm listening and I'm learning through trial and error, more and more I find that just the freedom to listen to my heart's desire and a deep sense of trust that the universe will support it. And it's just amazing what happens when you actually step into what is in your heart to do, and the amount of support that just comes from all directions.
Mary, thank you so much for being here today, sharing all your gifts and all your wisdom, and letting people know about Prayerformance and sacredhandproductions.com. And I look forward to it, hopefully being able to catch one of your shows soon and letting people know more about what you're doing here on Zeta Global Radio. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Savante. Have a beautiful day.
Oh, thank you. When we come back, we'll have more with Rachel Caru, and she'll be talking about her transformational experience and what led her to bring forward her gifts as a singer, along with her inspirational book. We'll be right back on Zeta Global Radio. Have you ever wondered what your personal path or world purpose is? Did you know your life blueprint has been in place well before you were born? Numerology is a code that translates everything that is happening in your life. It identifies and describes current and future events that pertain just to you. Renowned numerologist Ruth Dreher is available for sessions worldwide. Either log on to cybernumbers.com or call 903-534-4873 to book your appointment now. Mention code ZGR and receive 10% off your session.
The tiny homes movement seems to be exploding all over the world. People are choosing to downsize their homes into more affordable, mobile versions of their dream homes. World-famous painter and craftsman Michael Ostosky is also owner of Roadrunner Homes, unique, one-of-a-kind land yachts that are ready to hit the road when you are. Be sure and take a look at some of the Roadrunner Homes for sale at facebook.com/groups/Roadrunner Tiny Homes. Custom orders are welcome. Remember, with Roadrunner Homes, home is where you park it. The Lab Recording Studio is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the spiritual heart of the Southwest. Whether you're a singer-songwriter, band, voiceover actor, or have a film or TV show that needs scoring, The Lab is a wonderful facility to work in. The list of clients range from Sony, Macy's, and Toyota to independent films such as John Nussbaum's Maria Morte and shorts for Sperry Topsiders, Ralph Lauren, and more. Product quality is that of any big New York or LA studio, only without the big city expenses. Featuring marvelous places to stay and historical and spiritual sites to visit, consider The Lab for your next recording experience. You can visit us at thelabnm.com, facebook.com/thelababq, or email us direct at info@thelabnm.com.
Hello, this is Akashiana. I invite you to join us for a deep immersion of self-love and purification in the sacred waters of Costa Rica in April 2016. This is a deeper awakening into a space to remember, a time to reunite, and an experience of sacred exploration within divine you. We invite you through Zeta Global Radio for a special savings of 20% on our next sacred exploration.
Today's show is all about different beautiful beings who are utilizing their gifts through the power of music. We've had lots of great shows on how people are doing that through film, and today we're talking about how people are stepping into their divine platform through music, which I know touches everybody. And to start this great show off today, we have empowerment coach Rachel Caru. Let's talk about who you are. I'm proud to announce that you are the author of Stepping Into More, which we'll talk about that, as well as bringing forward your passion as a singer and songwriter with your new album. So welcome to the show, Rachel.
Thank you, Lainey. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I was reading your bio, and it was just beautiful, and I know you have lots of clients in your coaching world. Let's hear a little bit about your book, Stepping Into More, and then how it kind of led you into your recording, your new album.
Sure. So one of my first passions has always been around performing and singing, and I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts many moons ago when I was 18 and didn't get into their second-year program, and at that time I was a full-fledged perfectionist. And I equated that lack of getting into the second year as a total failure and thought, well, I must suck at this. So
I turned my back on performing for over 20 years, and I was even the human resources manager at EMI Music Distribution with 10 record labels. No one had a clue that I sang.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was that? I mean, being around all these recording artists at EMI, and you're like, hey, I'm, you know, a passionate singer, or was it not feeling like ready to come out yet?
Anytime I would attempt to sing, my arms literally would be glued at my side asleep. I was so tense and uncomfortable. I felt sort of like it was my hidden secret hero power, because I knew, like, if I were to start singing wherever I was, like in a crowded airport or wherever, like I knew that it would be powerful and it would have an impact. But I was just too into being the perfectionist and too afraid of failing to really step into more. And all of that changed about 9 years ago, starting with a car accident, and a whole series of events started to unfold for me, which has led me back into performing. And I wrote a book, as you mentioned, about my experience called Stepping Into More, Lessons from a Recovering Perfectionist. And as part of the book, I reference a lot of songs that are inspirational and hold great meaning for me. And I just produced my CD, Stepping Into More, which is a companion to the book.
Wow, that's terrific. I remember we had a conversation a few months ago offline, and you were sharing about the first time that you actually went back on stage. Do you want to talk a little bit about like what that was like from your own growth perspective, to be in front of an audience and sharing what it's like to hear your voice out to the world, per se?
Sure. So when I had that car accident, which thankfully wasn't too severe, but I was suffering with some neck and shoulder pain, so I went for physical therapy. And while I was there, I saw a flyer for a workshop called Joy of Singing. And I thought, whoa, what's that? Joy of Singing. And I decided to pursue that workshop, which was basically a weekend workshop to work through fear through song, which is very appropriate for me. There was no coincidence there. And the first night, they had everybody sing the first verse of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and I was just petrified. And within a week, we had this performance where we had hundreds of people coming, and I was assigned a very challenging Stephen Sondheim song, and there I was in front of all these people and singing this challenging song, and it was really quite a win, you know, for me to be able to do that and to step into it. And I had the pleasure of having my mom and my daughter and my best friend in the audience, and my mom actually stood up first for a standing ovation, and it was just really, really moving. So that experience was very transformational for me.
Wow. Well, kudos. I have chills. I want to acknowledge you for that. It's interesting hearing your perspective, because a lot of the times people as recording artists, I know here actually in New Mexico, they go in to sing at hospice, or they go sing at, you know, hospital where people may not get so many visitors, and how incredibly transforming it is from the other person's point of view. But to be transformative from the singer, the recording artist, the performer's artist, it's great hearing your side of it, because it's moving on all aspects, on all realms.
Agreed. And yeah, that opportunity just really allowed me to let what I like to call my performer, who is really my authentic self, start to go in the driver's seat again. And from there, I started putting on my own, producing my own cabaret shows, and started integrating singing into some of my speaking and training engagements, and it has really allowed me to make that creative self-expression, which is a big value for me, to integrate that into many areas of my life and not be so compartmentalized.
That's beautiful. And what kind of music is it? And if you feel like you need to just belt out anything right here, I'm sure all of us in all the countries, anyone listening would be absolutely thrilled to hear you.
Well, they're all cover songs, And there's really a huge range. There's musical theater, there are pop songs, there are standards. So it's really a big mix, and they're all, again, very motivational, inspirational type songs.
You're based out of California, and are you on tour, or tell us how people can find you? I know you'll tell us about your CD and then your live performances.
Sure. So the CD is out on cdbaby.com, and you can find it there, either digital or the physical CD. You can also find me on Spotify if you look at my name, Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, and my last name is Karu, K-A-R-U. I just had a big CD release concert, so that was my latest performance, which was really exciting, and now I'm exploring what I'd like to do next. I'm actually, at some point, going to put together a workshop to help people reconnect back to their passions, and whether it be singing or dancing or writing, and have it culminate in a performance.
Oh, I think that's great. Keep me posted, because we would love to have you out in New Mexico sharing that. I think that's so important that people can stretch beyond where they have never gone before, and if it's through singing or through any of the arts, but if they can learn from someone like you who has personally done it and triumphed, I'd really love to convey that to all.
Fabulous. I would love to talk more about it, and I'm glad the idea excites you. So, I'm super amped to get going on that. And then my book is out on Amazon.com. And if anybody would like to go to my website, which is RAE Development, RAE, the word development.com, there are also links there for the book, the CD. There's also videos of me as well performing and speaking. So all that information is there.
Excellent. And we'll also have information as well about Rachel and all the great work she's doing on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, as well as bbsradio.com/Zeta Global Radio. And I know that we talked a little bit about a special offer for ZGR listeners that you can find on our Facebook page. Why don't you hit them with that, Rachel?
Absolutely. So I'd be delighted if when your listeners take a listen to my CD, if they'd like to write a review of the CD on your page or your website, I would be happy to offer them a 30-minute complimentary coaching session by phone or Skype, and we could coach really on whatever topic is relevant for them. So maybe they've disconnected to a passion that they have, or maybe they're wanting to step into more in their own way, and I'd be happy to support them by offering that coaching call.
That's terrific. Wow. I think I'll be calling you. I think it's so important, and I always advocate people working through their fears and being able, like as you said, to embrace their most cherished passions. So I see that you're doing that, and you're a beautiful model for so many. So Rachel, thank you so much for being here, and best of luck in all of your endeavors.
Thank you so much, Lainey. It's always great to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. Hugs. All right, everyone, when we come back, we will have more on beautiful music and people who are bringing their gifts through that incredible medium that touches us all. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mindy, owner of Differently Designed Custom Stationery and Premier Invitations. Your invitation to your special event is the very first impression your guests will receive. Let's make it spectacular together. Whether it's a major gala, fundraiser, art opening, or social event, Differently Designed will work with you worldwide to design a unique and memorable look and feel that is exclusively yours. Visit us at differentlydesigned.com. Mention you've heard us on Zeta Radio and receive 10% off your first order of $100 or more.
Hi, Hi, this is Patricia from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness. Are you ready to live your most vibrant life? I can help you lose those stubborn extra pounds painlessly and permanently. And as a special offer for ZGR listeners, I'd like to offer 11 sessions for the price of 10, and that includes nutritional and lifestyle counseling as well. Visit SculptLaserLipo.com or email SculptLaserLipo@gmail.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jones, wellness advocate with doTERRA. Happy to be here on Zeta Global Radio. My special offer to all ZGR listeners is a lemon oil and A to Z essential oil guide when you visit mydoterra.com/Sarah Jones and purchase $30 or more. I'm looking forward to supporting your journey to health and wellness.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, the producer of the film Sold, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio, and we are here talking today about conscious music and transformational media and all these new terminologies that really explain what it is to feel good music that enlightens us, expands us, and make us more aware of our surroundings and who we are. And this half of the show, I'm absolutely pleased and really honored to have Howard Wolkin here. And for those of you who know Howard, he is the producer of Zeta Global Radio. He's always behind the big glass in the control room, making sure that everything goes off without a hitch. But besides the world of Zeta Global Radio, he is completely immersed in the music industry. We had him on the very first episode. If you want to go back, you can listen to the archive of the entire Zeta Global group team. And Howard's also my partner, both professionally and business-wise. And we circle the globe doing these great works. So I'm thrilled to have you here, Howard, on this side of the glass talking about the world that you know best, music.
I'm really glad to be here, Lainey. Thank you. I'm glad to be on this side of the glass. It's not often that I get the courage mustered up to come into this room as opposed to the other room where it's a little safer for me. But I am really happy to be here, and I'm grateful to have a chance to share with all of our listeners how spirituality affects me as a musician.
Well, I'm thrilled for them. I know for so long that you have been working as the owner of the Lab Recording Studios and working with so many talented artists that have come through here, and you've mixed, you've mastered, and now here it is for you to talk about your journey and what it is for you to be now recording and writing and cutting an album. So let's just share about what that is and how it's inspired you to bring forward the work of Bison.
Well, I started writing music at a very young age and through the years kind of perfected the craft of multi-track recording. I had my first four-track cassette recorder when I was probably 14, and I've been experimenting with recording ever since. After going to school in Montreal and earning a degree in recording engineering, I was very lucky to work in recording studios in the mid-late 80s with Hall & Oates, with Deep Purple, the producers and engineers for Steely Dan, and a few other artists, and it was mind-blowing. It was about 3 months out of school. In any event, I have taken all of that knowledge and all of those wonderful things that those folks taught me 30 years ago, and I've kept it close to me all through my recording career and in my sales and marketing career in the music business. And what I took from them was not only the literal things I learned regarding how to record, but I took a work ethic from them, and I took wisdom in how to communicate with people and how to be sensitive and compassionate and how to practice patience in the studio, not only to get the best performances from a musician, but to be in it. You know, George Martin, they used to call him the fifth Beatle. And when I watched Elliot Shiner work in the studio, he's the engineer for Steely Dan and has been for many, many, many years, I learned an aesthetic and an approach to the life behind the music, if you will, that really had an incredible mark on me early in my career. And I feel blessed and I feel fortunate.
So with all this incredible experience you've had, a lot of times we talk on the show here about being in our truth and spirituality in the workplace. So now you get to integrate your own personal beliefs and your own spiritual journey into your music with all these years of great knowledge in the technical and the creative aspects of it, but now bringing in that essence towards Bison. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, Bison is a project that has recently been born out of a connection to my spirituality. It really has. Bison is an opportunity to take the gifts that I feel Spirit has bestowed upon me, which is the ability to express nonverbally through music, and somehow give the music a voice. Now, I do it literally and figuratively. The music itself is sometimes ambient, sometimes beat-driven, sometimes completely experimental, almost soundscape in nature. Sometimes there are little bits of words and phrases from some spiritual mentors that I adore and enjoy in my life. And it's my first opportunity in many, many, many years to be able to compose freely and without restriction. And working outside of those lines is something brand new for me. I was in a band in the mid-90s that was very successful. We did a lot of touring, but the music was very rigidly structured. And there's nothing wrong with rigid structure. It's just that my life now feels much more in free flow. And the music is definitely indicative of that.
That's awesome. Would you describe it, does it have a particular genre name, or are we paving the way towards new territory for sound?
Well, I'd like to think that it's paving some type of new territory. That would be really great. You know, we can't reinvent the wheel. Every note has been played, and every combination, practically every combination of notes and chords have been played or written or conceptualized. But where Bison goes, it's like that, what is it, Star Trek? You know, boldly go where no man has gone before.
Sure.
I kind of feel like that. I kind of feel like I'm boldly going to someplace uncharted, and I'm going into it fearlessly, and I feel that the fearlessness is a direct blessing from Spirit to be able to really delve into my ability to express myself through music.
Well, we all got to enjoy in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a live show last week of you and Michael Stassi and a Rock and Art Fusion. And we'll get to that in the next segment, which I'm really thrilled. But we know that some of the parts of those songs reflect some of the music that you're developing for Bison as well. It's almost like we got to do a little experiment on the audience, and the feedback was so beautiful, and they were so uplifted, and people danced their tush off. So it was great. So I think where you think Bison is going, it definitely has its own category that, as Mary was saying earlier, it's like we're part of a spiritual community, but hopefully it'll all go into mainstream. Is that your intention for this?
It would be wonderful. I'm not intentionally writing music that I anticipate being commercially successful, but I am staying in my truth 100%, and I feel that that will take the music to the people that are supposed to hear it. I would love for everyone to hear it. Maybe eventually they will. Or maybe it'll reach 10 people, but the idea, it transcends the number of people that will potentially be reached, because this energy is pure. It's downloaded directly from another source, and it's as if I'm the creator and I'm the co-creator and the messenger, and the vibration of the music to me is so high and so pure that I feel like people may be touched by it even if they don't ever hear a note. And that's where I feel like bison will boldly go where no animal totem has ever gone before.
And the album that you're developing for bison, is that something that is that we can expect the world to see sooner than later? Is it a long-term process? Or how does it feel? Like when you're working in the studio, do you're like, oh, I'm going to do this very quickly, or it's something that may be drawn out for a while? I mean, I've always wondered when people say they've been in the recording studio working on this for a year. I mean, what is the process? I guess it's all different.
It's different from artist to artist. As I said earlier, this is my first opportunity to really remain in flow and allow for spirit to really fill me up. And the work is flowing like crazy. And again, it's a long time since I've had this kind of creative spigot being opened. So I would like to say that the album will be done before the end of the year. And it's going to be collaborative to a degree. I have a few friends who I've met along my journey who have a lot of interest in contributing. And I am very open and willing to receive contributions from these very, very, very special people. Additionally, in the live setting, bison is going to be paired with some type of projection, some type of light show. It may include interpretive dance. It may include drummers. It may include aerialists. Who knows? I just know that I can say all of those different things in one sentence because it's being allowed through spirit. So I'm open and it's non-restrictive, and that's the beauty of the whole thing.
Well, when we come back, we'll have more with Howard Wolkin and Bison and learn more about what rock and art fusion is and how we can all get infused. Stick around.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Nob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Attention, ZGR listeners, are you ready to use your intuition through the power of numbers? You've heard her interviewed on Zeta Global Radio. Now join best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for her upcoming teleclasses. Registration has begun, and the class is open to a very limited number of students. Any level of experience with numerology or none at all is welcomed. Students will work directly with Ruth Dreher to learn her beliefs and philosophies in this ancient system of Pythagoras, the father of numerology. Classes include meditations and discussions and prepare you for the next level of the Master Intuitive course. Enjoy this opportunity to learn from one of the most internationally known numerologists of our time. You may learn more about Ruth Dreher by visiting cybernumbers.com. For more information and to register, please call 903-534-4873.
Hi, this is Patricia from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness. Are you ready to live your most vibrant life? I can help you lose those stubborn extra pounds painlessly and permanently. And as a special offer for ZGR listeners, I'd like to offer 11 sessions for the price of 10, and that includes nutritional and lifestyle counseling as well. Visit SculptLaserLipo.com or email SculptLaserLipo@gmail.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, and I'm here on Zeta Global Radio. And I'm talking about the film Sold. We made this film as a tool for change to help end child trafficking. It's been quite the journey for us, and we're now releasing the film in the fall. Right now, we are launching an Indiegogo campaign so that we can fund our marketing and outreach for the film. And you can find the Indiegogo at soldthemovie.com and on our Facebook at Sold the Movie on Facebook, and our Twitter is Sold Movie. And we do hope that when the film comes out, that everyone will see it and help us in this global move to end child trafficking and work with the Taught Not Traffic campaign so that we can keep kids in school until at least the age of 16, when they're 80% less likely to be trafficked. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, this is Michael Ostasky, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio, and I am here at the Lab Recording Studios with Howard Wolkin, and we are here talking about the work that he does when he's not producing ZGR, the work of Bison, his upcoming album, which is spiritually oriented, and we're looking forward to that. I have the honor of being here and watching him put it all together, and I can't stop dancing, and I know a lot of other people are going to feel the same way. And in addition to dancing, you've gotten super creative with this new production. We're all involved. We're all highly anticipating the tour of it. For those of you who've been seeing it on Facebook, hearing the buzz about it, Rockin' Art Fusion. Let's talk about what that is.
Rockin' Art Fusion is absolutely a gift from spirit, and I can't believe it's actually happening. I'm still a little in shock, I think. This project with Michael Ostasky, who is a phenomenal painter and just a great human being, he's got a great sense of humor, he's got a great work ethic, he's a great partner, and he's a great collaborator. And I haven't had a great collaborator since probably the mid-90s when my stepbrother Colin and I created Terminal Sect. It's amazing. It's amazing. I've never been involved in something so multi-sensory stimulating. It's really something.
Well, let's just talk about Michael for a minute.
Sure.
So he's not only a painter, but he is a serious worldwide performer.
Yeah, and his show for many years has been in conjunction with pre-recorded, you know, rock and roll music, which is terrific. But Michael got to the point where it was getting a little stagnant for him. And after 15 years, I can understand that. And his desire to try something a little new happened to coincide with conversations that he and I had and music that I had already been working on, which he really loved. And what we did was we took the music and kind of modified it a little bit, made it a little bit more structured, a little bit more commercially accessible. It rocks. You can dance your butt off to it. There's a whole world palette for me musically to be able to, you know, I told Michael my goal when I was creating this music for Rockin' Art Fusion was to be able to surround his paintings with an atmosphere. So if he's doing his insane rendition of Jimi Hendrix, which he paints upside down and flips right side up at the very end of the performance, he's giving me such wide berth to be able to create something to capture the magic of that, all while staying within the confines of a specific genre or style, so it allows me to write in a lot of different ways, whether it's psychedelic rock or it's urban hip hop or dance or EDM or metal or country. I mean, you know, and writing for film as I do and writing for television commercials as I do, I'm immersed in any given genre at any time. So Rockin' Art Fusion it's an amazing outlet. I want to say it's outlets for me because everything that we do is customized. It's not just all rock or just all country. It can be anything to anyone.
So how is it to be out there on stage in front of an audience performing again and multi-instruments and really being part of a real big stage art performance?
Well, you're not going to see any stage diving. You're not going to see me.
Mosh pit?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. But in all honesty, my role in this is so as a partner and so as a co-collaborator that I enjoy being on stage because not only am I performing music for a live audience, but I get to watch Michael create like 10 feet from me. So while that's going on, it's a whole other it's a whole other influence in the energy that comes to me. It's not only from the audience, but it's from the stage. So like I had said earlier, this is a brand new experience for me. And I feel like a kid in a candy store. So, you know, I just turned 50 this year and I'm on stage. And like I said, I'm not going to be doing any stage diving anytime soon, but man, am I having fun.
I'm really excited to talk about Infused and proud to say that there's been so much interest and excitement about what the two of you are doing and how you are really bringing your original music into a global stage and joining Michael, who's already on the global stage with his art, and the two of you. But you have such incredible stories with you in your 30 years in the music industry and all the people that you've worked for, major famous people, Joan Jett, Duran Duran, I know it goes on. And then Michael's whole background. So it's really it's special to talk about Infused, and we could talk about Rich and all the people involved with this.
Infused, the story of rock and art fusion, is a documentary that's being created on Michael and I, which I am, yes, I'm still in shock that it's a documentary that's partially about me, because I've always been a behind-the-scenes guy. So another new experience, but that's wonderful because I'm expanding my horizons and I'm learning the gift of being in receiving mode as opposed to giving mode, and learning that that's good and that's okay. So it's a whole other level of humility and celebration for me internally at the same time. Rich Romero, who executive produced The Homesman starring Tommy Lee Jones and Hilary Swank, is the cinematographer for Infused, the story of rock and art fusion. I'm honored to have him as part of our family and part of our team, with you co-directing, Savante, and producing. And we have the wonderful Reinhard Lorenz, who is directing. He's a phenomenal documentary filmmaker and a really just great human being. Reinhard, big shout out to you. Lots of love.
We have a number
of other people that are involved in this production. So with our partners in the UK and Europe, with our partners in Beijing, China, with our partners in Japan, with more partners in the Middle East, yeah, we want to hit the road and we want to bring this to as many people as possible. I'm just still in awe of the fact that I have all of these amazing people around me that feel that what Michael and I are doing is not only entertaining, but because of Michael's history and my history, could be inspirational and motivational for people of all walks of life. And for me to be involved in something like that, I couldn't ask to be in a nicer situation.
Beautiful. Well, you can learn more about Bison. You can learn more about Rock and Art Fusion and Infused. We will be having a crowdfunding campaign about the project coming up. You can stay tuned. But all of the information can be found on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. We'll have links to the corresponding Facebook pages related to Howard's work and the work that we're doing here, and also on bbsradio.com/Zeta Global Radio, we'll have information as well. So you can find a little bit about everything that everybody today, Rachel and Mary and Howard and all the incredible works that they're doing, that they are transforming themselves in their own lives and bringing that transformational music, sound, voice to everybody. So, Howard, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me on this side of the glass, Savante.
Yeah, you're so welcome. It's just a pleasure. And it's a pleasure being able to have this show out to everybody. We're so grateful. We've been looking at the statistics of everybody listening, and there's a lot of you. So we just want to give you a big virtual hug out there and say thank you wherever you are in the world. Thank you, and continue to support us, letting people know about our radio show and as we grow, and then we'll keep you more informed as well as our YouTube channel grows. Thank you so much. Have an incredible rest of your weekend. Have a blessed week, and we will see you on the airwaves with another great show about psychic phenomenon, paranormal, and all things that people are wondering why. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio here on BBS, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk. Join us as we come together for your visionary platform for spiritual journalism. We'll be interviewing authors, musicians, filmmakers, and world leaders who are coming together into one accord and sharing stories. ZGR is part of the Zeta Global Group Network.